Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's AUDACY. It gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. Rewind like I do Monday through Friday to check out the Sports Junkies from 6 to 10 a.m. You can check me out on the Odyssey app by searching 910 a.m. to find me in Richmond every day from 12 to 3 p.m. And we're live and local here on a Saturday, June 20th, just after 11 a.m. And I transitioned from the World Cup to NBA WOD because of how excited I am for Tuesday. Tuesday is such a massive day for DC sports, for the Washington Wizards getting the number one overall pick. And there's a chance we draft again in the first round. Starting to get me really excited as well about a late draft pick, because that's what's not being talked about enough, really, about this Wizards team and this front office since they've come in here. Like, yeah, they've had the lottery picks. Alex Saar, Bilal Coulibaly, Trey Johnson. But the hit on Keyshawn George, Bob Carrington, Will Riley. Like, that's how you build a winning franchise. You can't just hit on your lottery picks. You got to hit on others. You got to draft well and then develop your own guys. And so this Wizards roster they put together, I like it so much. The addition of Trae Young and Anthony Davis, two guys that I feel like are on rehabilitation programs. They want to fix their career. They want to fix their legacy in the NBA. They have no choice but to ball out here in Washington. I had people hitting me up. They were freaking out about Trae Young. Freaking out. Oh, my God, did we just lose our point guard? Is he going to go sign elsewhere? Who's going to pay Trae Young the max right now? Is there going to be a competition? I think Trae Young's going to take calls, and I think he's going to take meetings. And let's just say it's like the Milwaukee Bucks, and they say, oh, Trae Young, you're not worth $40 million. He's going to say, all right, then watch me put up 40 on you this year. Let's talk to the Brooklyn Nets. You're not worth $39 million. All right, then I'm going to put up 30 points and 9 assists on you this year. Trae Young's going to take these meetings, and he's not going to like what he's going to hear. I almost guarantee it. He's not going to like the offers he's going to get. He's lucky that Washington believes in him. But you know what? That's all it takes. One team to believe in you and to give you an opportunity. And I think Trae Young could be like comeback player of the year. I cannot wait to see Trae Young go out there and prove all the haters wrong. And Anthony Davis, I don't know what to expect. He could be traded on draft night, and maybe we get another lottery pick. I don't know. But I do know that Anthony Davis is worth a bag of gold, and Kyle Kuzma's worth a bag of chips, right? And Chris Middleton's worth nothing. Like, the fact that we turn those guys into Anthony Davis, it means something. Even if he does not play for us, it means something. Because it means you've got a massive piece that you can trade. You've got a massive chip that you can trade. It's awesome. It's awesome to have Anthony Davis. And apparently, he's bought in. I saw, was J.P. Finley sat down with Michael Winger? Michael Winger's telling us his last conversation with Anthony Davis. He's bought in. How could he not be bought in? We're about to add the next LeBron in A.J. Tabansa. And that's the other part of this equation, is when you get the number one overall pick, you have the opportunity to change your franchise forever, to change your franchise ever. And it's only happened twice in my lifetime, and one time we whiffed. I mean, we swung and we missed. And I got some people that are upset when I say this, but Kwame Brown sucked, and he was like the worst Wizard I've ever seen, and I can't believe he was a number one pick when I was a kid. I hated Kwame so much. And you can say, oh, Michael ruined him because telling him he got to get better and he couldn't handle it. Kwame was weak in his mind. I didn't think he was going to have success with us or any team. And I think you could say that about his career. And then our other number one overall pick in my lifetime, John Wall. John Wall will be a legend in the DMV. He has been honored and recognized by the Wizards as a legend. But he's not going to be, and he will never be viewed as a guy that took DC sports to the mountaintop. It's unfortunate. But John Wall's best moment is the Game 6 shot when all DC sports fans know we lost the damn next game. We lost the next game. His greatest moment, we got beat by Kelly Olynyk the next game, and I'll never forget that. But now we have one more opportunity. I'm 30 years old. It's been three times in a generation that we had the number one overall pick. That means something. That's a massive moment for DC. All eyes are on us, right? You're not going to get better marketing for the Washington Wizards. If they wanted to change the jersey, the name, anything, now's the opportunity. All eyes are on you. Everyone's going to be watching Tuesday night to see what Washington does. I believe the decision's already been made. I believe it's an easy one. I really do. But I cannot wait to see it happen. I cannot wait to see it happen. I watch the draft every year. It's cool because, especially in this sport, in this country, basketball means so much to these kids. They all have the dream of getting into the NBA. It's so cool to watch them achieve that dream. But now we're going to get to see someone put on the DC hat and represent the nation's capital. That's going to be super exciting. And I really think he's like the last missing piece here. He's the missing piece. Is this young stud that can come in and score when he wants to and set up his teammates when he wants to. And the future is so bright. The ceiling is so high for AJ. Came after leading college basketball in scoring, did it easily with his efficiency. And BYU, like, I mean, come on now. We're not talking about Duke or Kansas, right? We're talking about BYU, and AJ DeBonsta made BYU a team that everyone around the country wanted to watch. Everyone around the country wanted to watch. One of the better teams in the Big 12 this season because of him. And then people sleep on this, but I watched it. He took his game to the next level after Richie Saunders got hurt. So imagine he gets drafted by Washington. He's averaging 18 points per game, and then knock on wood, maybe Anthony Davis gets hurt. AJ's already been able to take his game to the next. All right, you coach, you need me to shoot 8 more shots a game? I got you. NCAA tournament game, all eyes on him, 35 points. Gets to the free throw line, gets 10 rebounds, gets his teammates involved. This is one of the best prospects that we've seen in a while. I really think he's better than Cooper Flagg or at the same level as Cooper Flagg. I mean, Flagg probably more polished down low. AJ jumps higher, more athletic, probably better from the outside. Look at the impact Cooper Flagg had in Dallas. They've changed everything now. It's all about Cooper. We're building around the flag. In Washington, we're about to build around AJ. I cannot wait for Tuesday night. Changing DC basketball forever with that one selection. The 2026 number one overall pick. Something that we've tried for years. I wanted the number one overall pick with Wemby, right? We wanted the number one overall pick with Flagg. We got the number two overall pick with Sarr. He ended up being probably the second best player in that draft class and has a chance to even go up to number one probably in the future. But we finally got that number one pick. They deserve so much credit. Chestnut checkers. How do you guarantee your team loses games? You trade for two injured players who can't play. That was such a brilliant move. The NBA is investigating teams. What are you investigating about Washington? It's not our fault that Anthony Davis and Trey Young are hurt. It's not our fault. Unbelievable from this front office. I feel like I get smarter when I listen to Michael Winger and Will Dawkins, especially Will Dawkins on the Junkies. He's so good breaking things down. And now they're getting me fired up with a Wizards YouTube videos now? Where's this been all my life? I would have loved behind-the-scenes access to the Gilbert era with Caron Butler and Anton Jameson or John Wall. Now we're getting to see that. Seeing Will Dawkins play basketball and then celebrate when he got the number one overall pick, like that got me. That gave me goosebumps. I love Wizards basketball so much. I think the future is super bright for the Washington Wizards. You're listening to AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. You could be the number one overall pick of this segment. 1-800-636-1067. Or tweet me at AWOD Radio at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Just after 11:15 here on a Saturday, June 20th. You're listening to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I'm AWOD. We're simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Was talking about the Washington Wizards being number one on the clock on Tuesday, the 2026 NBA Draft, NBA WOD here on The Fan. And Tuesday's a big day for DC Sports. And here at 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 Odyssey DC, we will have you covered. Metal Chris was telling me Grant and Danny are going to be broadcasting live at the Anthem. There will be a special draft coverage show on the Team 980. Then the Nats will air on WJFK, and we will do a streaming breakdown of the Wizards draft so that you can get your coverage as the pick is made by the Washington Wizards. It's a massive day for DC Sports and the Washington Wizards. We've got you covered here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. It's such a big day, man. I can remember the Kwame Brown draft. I was in California with my parents. I remember that. Mental Chris, you were telling me, what, Kwame couldn't palm the ball?
Yeah.
MJ hated that?
I remember that was the thing. Like, Jordan was so upset after he drafted him. He realized he couldn't palm the ball, and he was like, what am I supposed to do with a kid that can't palm the ball? That's, like, a major part of the game to him. So.
Yeah. No doubt about that. I remember where I was when we drafted John Wall. And, you know, again, I love John Wall. I don't want there to be people who think I'm a John Wall hater, but he never got us to the mountaintop that I'm hoping AJ can get us to, and that's the difference with this number one overall pick. But when John Wall was drafted, I will never forget that first game. I thought he was the fastest guy I've ever seen on a basketball court. Like, you remember that, Metal Chris? Like, John Wall's thing was, we had never seen speed like that before.
Well, we thought he was going to be the Knicks coming to Derrick Rose.
I don't know if I thought he was going to jump that high.
Well, I was like, Derek had that speed too, and then he had those knee surgeries, and we were like, oh, this is the Knicks guy that's going to – he can just run with the ball so fast. Like,
yeah. I mean, all respect to Derrick Rose, I think John Wall would have dusted him in a race in his prime every single time. I thought John Wall's speed changed the NBA. It changed the way people view what you can do in transition. Just beat everybody down the court.
See, I think that's what, like, Derrick Rose kind of started. He had that, like, maybe one MVP season, and then his legs just went out.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, but we were seeing that, and we're like, oh, well, he's out. John Wall's going to be this Knicks guy that's going to, like, you know, do this. Yeah, like, I don't know. That's what I remember thinking at the time. So.
No, you could be right, and believe me, no disrespect to Derrick Rose and everything that he did for Chicago. He was incredible.
He was amazing before his injuries.
But John Wall, I mean, he was incredible also. Like, we can't overlook what he did as a number one overall pick with Washington. He meant so much to this city, and he will forever be known now as our lucky charm, the Mother's Day miracle, John Wall getting the ping pong balls to fall for Washington to get the number one overall pick. So we've seen the worst in Kwame Brown. We've seen a great guy in John Wall, great guy, great for the city, great teammate, great winner, but not a champion, right? And so that's what we're hoping we can get in AJ DeBonsa with the number one overall pick. I think, look, all four of these guys are going to be tied together, handcuffed together throughout their entire career. Oh my gosh. Every playoffs. It's going to be the NBA's version of Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Drake May. It's the NBA's version of that, because those four guys are going to take over this league and probably be all-stars for 8 to 10 years. I truly believe that. All four guys are franchise-changing pieces, and so they're always going to be viewed every year. Oh, who had the most playoff success? Oh, but who was the rookie of the year? Oh, but who had the better sophomore year? They're always going to be tied together. There's no doubt about that, and they all are going to have a lot of success. I just believe AJ stands above the rest. I really do. I think he makes it look easy on offense.
I think you're right about this, too, by the way.
I think I love that you're on my side here. I think he has the athletic ability to make up for it defensively. He hasn't had the effort defensively probably that Boozer's had, and definitely not that Caleb Wilson's had. Awesome defensively, right? And even people would say Peterson was better defensively in college. AJ has the body type and I think the mindset to really become a strong defender in the NBA. He's going to be known for getting buckets, but I think weak side blocks are going to be something that we are going to fall in love with. Kind of like how I keep saying it and people get mad. A young LeBron was doing chase down blocks. I think A.J. DeBonsta will have that mindset on the defensive end that I can make highlight plays here by chasing people down and making plays as a help defender. I think these four guys are going to be terrific, but I think we're getting the cream of the crop. I cannot believe we got the number one. I thought we were locked in at 5, and then 4, and then 3, and I was going to be okay with either. Now we're getting number one. There's no doubt in my mind who I want. It's A.J. out of BYU. I cannot wait to see him. I don't know how much you're going to get to see him this summer, right? Because this is different. This isn't Alex Sarr out of France. This isn't Bilal Coulibaly. It's not even Trey Johnson or Bob Carrington. Like, this is different. What did we see from Cooper Flagg last year? Do you remember Metal Chris? I feel like it was like one game, two games, and then they yanked him. They're like, no, we're good.
I feel like
he's good.
He didn't even start him, right? Like, he was like coming in the middle or something too.
Yeah. So we might save him a little bit, and wait till the regular season. And man, I cannot wait to go to games this year, watch every single game. I am fully bought in on the Wizards like I'm 13 again. I'm 33 going on 13, getting ready to watch every single Washington Wizards game this upcoming season. Sign me up. Cannot wait. And again, I really think they've done a good job with their YouTube videos. I'm not just hyping them up to hype them up. That behind-the-scenes access was awesome. I watched every second of that, and I ate it up. And it's not just about AJ again. Like, I'm going to be focused on him, number one. But, like, I'm very excited to see. So I'm going to say this right now. I think people are going to be very surprised by the massive strides Bilal Coulibaly will take. Do not sleep on Bilal Coulibaly being one of our most effective players this upcoming season. I think he's going to be awesome from the corner three, spot-up situations there. He's already been at a high level defensively, and this is his moment. He knows the pressure's on Bilal, right? I think of all the guys on the team, the most pressure is on Bilal Coulibaly. Pressure builds diamonds. I cannot wait to see what Bilal's going to do. People are sleeping on Bilal, forgetting about this kid. He's still just 21 years old. Just 21 years old. Was a lottery pick, has played well in his opportunities in France with their national team for the Wizards. It's been about health. That's been the one thing that's held him back. He hasn't stayed healthy. But from the parts that we've seen Bilal, like I see a young OG Anunoby. Tell me I'm wrong. I see a young OG Anunoby in Bilal. I think he can really lift his game this upcoming season. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Let's go to Aaron in Upper Marlboro. Aaron, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, what's going on, my man? Hey, listen, all three of the top players are good. I'm not questioning
all
their
four.
Ability.
All four, Aaron. Don't leave out
four.
Caleb Wilson.
Okay, right, all four. But what I'm saying is, our need. We need a 4-5. We need a rebounder. We need a defender, a more of a defended-minding player. We also, I like Boozer over the other kid because he's played in the ACC, tougher competition. I understand that the other kid is good. I'm not doubting that. But the two things that we as Wizards are lacking is a number 4-5 rebounder and a backup legitimate point guard. We have plenty of wings. You're right, Coulibaly, he is a defender, but so is Keyshawn, so is Bub. They're defenders. They're
so
young.
So Aaron, don't you want to start Anthony Davis and Alex Sarr down low together?
No. I don't want Anthony Davis here. No. Because we're paying the money for what, 30 games maybe 40 games? No. We need to get a draft pick or something, you know, for them. And Anthony Davis and Sarr, they're probably very, very, very similar, you know.
I think they could play together successfully because Anthony Davis has been at his best when you allow him to play more of a power forward and Sarr could play the five. So I understand you wanting Boozer, all right? Here's my counter would be, look at what Carlos Boozer was throughout his career, and I don't think that his son – has a higher ceiling than AJ. I don't even think it's close in terms of ceiling. Like, I think Boozer could be a great role player and a 7-time All-Star. I think AJ could go down as one of the 75 greats, and that's why you take that risk.
I think he's going to be offensive-minded. We already have a lot of players that are very, very similar to him, younger players. So how do we develop those younger players? What's the other kid that's like 6'10", the skinny kid that doesn't really play defense well, he's supposed to be a shooter. You know, we're talking about Keyshawn. You know, we have play. So these guys need to get playing time so then they can develop their skills. When you continue to draft, like the Wizards, the same type of player, regardless of his height, but the same position, it's hard to fill in the other positions to have a good
competitive. I understand what you're saying. I love your passion for the Wizards. Good call, man. I'm just going to say, positional basketball has changed. It doesn't matter. You could draft 5 AJ DeBonstas. You could draft 5 guys that size and put that lineup out there. Who is half the teams using to guard Wemby, right? We had like Lou Dort guarding Wemby. You don't need to play a point guard, your smallest guy, your center's your biggest guy. Positionless basketball, the NBA has changed forever. You could absolutely have AJ and find a way to work it in.
Let me ask you one last question. Here, What type of competition has Utah played against? How was their schedule?
All right, so he went to BYU. That's in Utah.
I'm sorry.
and BYU plays in the Big 12. And that's not a bad conference at all. And throughout this year, he had some big moments against some big teams. Look at his schedule. He played Villanova. He played UConn. He played Wisconsin. He played Miami. He played Clemson. He played Kansas State. He played a Big 12 schedule that had Arizona, had Houston. Look at those two teams and how far they went this year. That's the other thing. You're mentioning BYU. You don't even know BYU. The only reason you know BYU is because of AJ, right, dude. That's the truth.
Right. You're right. All right, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, enjoy Tuesday night. Enjoy Tuesday night. I think it's going to be AJ, whoever they get. I'm all bought in. I don't care if I'm wrong and it's Darren Peterson. I don't care. I'll buy a jersey day one. I'm locked in, and I believe in this front office. First time I believe in Michael Winger and Will Dawkins. I really do. You're listening to A1 on the Fan. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. It's A1 on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A1 Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Really cool moment of time here for DC sports fans. You get to watch Team USA have success in the World Cup. Talked about that a little bit earlier today. Tuesday, prime time, NBA draft. Wizards have the number one overall pick. All eyes on Washington. Everybody's already talking about Washington since Trae Young declined his option and become a free agent. Told you guys he's coming back. I'm not worried about that at all. I'm excited since Anthony Davis is bought in. He's going to be part of this. It looks like after J.P. Finley talked to Michael Winger. You know what? I want to play that audio, Chris, because I heard it, but I was like scrolling online. I want to hear it exactly from Michael Winger, who was with J.P. Finley from NBC4 and, of course, B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan, because Anthony Davis is a NBA top 75 all time. He's not at that level right now, but like that's where he's viewed. He's a legend in the NBA, and he's going to suit up for Washington, and if we want to move him, he's a massive trade piece that you could decide to move for future draft picks or for younger talent here in Washington. So I just love the options that we have on the table, right? We have options with how much we want to pay Trae Young. We're going to try to work that contract to hopefully, I think, be front-loaded so that he makes less throughout his time here in Washington. But he's committed to us. I'm fine with committing to him. And with the number one overall pick, I believe A.J. DeBonsa will come to town. You're listening to A.W.A.D. Radio here on The Fan. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Here's what Michael Winger had to say when asked about Anthony Davis.
We haven't seen Anthony play, right? Like, how are your conversations with him? How much excitement does he have, like Trae did?
My conversations with AD are delightful. He's a pro's pro. He understands who he is in this league. He understands the direction of the league. He understands what we're trying to do organizationally. He's communicated to me a strong interest in being part of what we're building.
That's great. That's great to hear.
It is, of course. He, like the rest of us, wants to be on a really, really good basketball team and compete for something big. That's our aim. That's what we want to do, and I'm delighted that Anthony's here for that.
Love that answer from Michael Winger. Anthony Davis's view of himself is probably a little bit bloated from what he's done in his past, not what you've done for me lately. And that's what I wonder in this situation. How do GMs around the league view Anthony Davis? Is it what you've done for me lately or what you've done throughout your career? I don't think they care about the past. I don't think they care about the bubble championship or what he did in New Orleans. I think they're looking at, hey, you haven't been able to stay healthy. But Washington, hey, prove to us you could stay healthy. And then we'll trade you to a contender, or maybe we'll be that contender. But I like that he's bought in. Of course he wants to be a champion again. He's even telling people he doesn't feel like his 2020 win was a real win. If you want to chime in, future of the Washington Wizards, very bright. Cannot wait for Tuesday night. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Henry in Reston. What's up, Henry?
Hey, Wad. Thanks to Money Mel Chris for playing some Van Halen. Love it. I think all hell's about ready to break loose in the Wizard world. I think Winger and the brass love Cameron Boozer. They're afraid to pick him one. They're going to trade with Memphis. Memphis is going to take Peterson one. Utah will get DeBonsa. And then we're going to get Ja Morant in the trade. And then we're going to take Boozer.
And so then what happens with Trey Young in that situation, Henry?
Sign and trade, and we'll probably get another big out of it.
Would you rather have Ja Morant than Trey Young?
I don't know. 1 year younger, has a lot of baggage. I know he needs another fresh start, and Peterson would be a good replacement for him, so I see Memphis' desire in that.
Yeah. Henry, let me tell you something. I am scared to death to bring in Ja Morant. Mentally, where they're both at right now, I see Ja Morant as a guy who's kind of checked out of the league. He's disrespected, and he's feeling that. All right? Trey Young, this mindset is, I want to become a great. I want to not just be an all-star. I want to be a first-team all-NBA player. Like, I want the mindset of Trey Young this season.
But when you get to the heart of it, Trey Young's a much better passer. I'll give him that. He's a much better shooter. But when you need a dog at the end of the game like Anthony Edwards to get in there and get you a bucket and get you a foul, John Morant's way better at that than Trey Young. And that's what wins games at the end.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I like the combo of getting him and Boozer. I don't see it happening, and truthfully, I'd rather have Trey Young and A.J. DeBonta than Morant and Boozer. But good call, Henry. I appreciate you chiming in. It's going to be an exciting day Tuesday for Wizards fans around the country. All eyes on the NBA draft Tuesday night, and the Wizards have the number one overall pick. I think it's going to be simple. I really do. I think A.J.'s one, Darren Peterson's two, Boozer's three, Caleb Wilson's four. The rest of the draft pick is where it gets interesting. There's this kid, Nate Ament. He's a talented freshman as well. Very excited to see where he goes. I think he's got a bright future. Keaton Wagler, Acuff Jr. So the top four is a tier ahead of everybody, but there's a top, like, 15 that are going to be pieces of a championship team. Like, this is a very, very talented draft class, not just the top four. It's a little bit more difficult. Or it's a lot more difficult to have in the top four. If you're in the top four pick, you're taking whoever the other guy didn't take. And there's no doubt about that. I think the top four board is the same across the nation. I really do. AJ 1, Peterson 2, Boozer 3, Wilson 4. And it's just going to go like that on Tuesday night. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. It's the number one thing on my mind today is still Team USA. I woke up giddy. I woke up super excited to talk soccer with you guys here on The Fan in the nation's capital after the best two group stage games of my life. The first time we've won back-to-back games in the World Cup in the group stage to get 6 points. The most points we've had in my life in the group stage. Could end up with 9. We're already guaranteed to get into the next round. It's looking like it could be Bosnia. This, who was it? Polymarket released a possible as it stands bracket, and I keep staring at this thing because it's USA over Bosnia, and then round of 16, USA over New Zealand or Czech Republic, and then USA over Congo or Ghana, and then USA over Uruguay or Austria, and avoid maybe Morocco, Brazil, or Germany until the semifinals. It's unbelievable. And all we had to do was win our group. And now we get to sit back and watch these games and enjoy the Netherlands day against Sweden and how big this game is for Netherlands. And then Germany against the Ivory Coast. And the teams of the tournament so far have been Germany, their 7-1 victory. And France in their big win. And Messi in Argentina, right? And there's no doubt that USA is in that conversation with England, France, Argentina. I think Mexico and Canada have done their part as well. The host nations have done a great job, and there's a history of that in the World Cup, and that's what's really cool. Is there's the history of host nations having success, and we're building off of that right now. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. I gave you guys 10 reasons to watch and support the U.S. men's national team. I'm going to give you guys famous sports comparisons for every player on our team, including our coach, who you've probably seen online, is getting a lot of comparisons to Gladiator Russell Crowe. He's our Argentinian gangster, Mauricio Pochettino. Coach Poch, that's coming up next on The Fan. Welcome back. Happy Saturday, everybody. Appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning routine as you drive around the DMV. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I'm AWOD. We're simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open throughout the show. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You could tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. And always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I can use the Odyssey app. Keep listening to The Fan here, 1067 The Fan, for Nick Ashew, who will be coming up next. We've got U.S. Open action. They'll be teeing off for about 3:45. Clark, 7-under, Shoffley, and then Kim is in the top three with Stevens, Fitzpatrick, and then Morikawa rounding out your top six. And, of course, I should mention that here on 106.7 The Fan, the U.S. Open leaderboard is driven by Golfdom of Worldwide Golf. Father's Day shopping is done at Golfdom. Buy Dad new clubs, a dozen pack of golf balls, or a $50 gift card. Swing by Golfdom today. And I mentioned earlier how much fun I'm having watching Team USA, and I gave you guys 10 reasons for casual fans to start watching the Team USA and get fully bought in on this team that has a chance to do something that's never been done before in this country. Number one, they started from the bottom. It's the same guys that were heartbreaking by 2018 failures. The closest thing we have to a golden generation with half the team entering their prime. We have a Captain America, a local kid from Hershey, Pennsylvania, who's been terrific to watch. He's going to go down as the greatest American soccer player of all time. He's already the most accomplished. Four, Coach Poch. We've got a manager to back. He's very respected around the world. He's world class. Five, it's on home soil. Never going to have an opportunity like this again. Six, momentum's building. Seven, trying to do something we've never done before. Eight, if it's not for you, it's for your kids who have never seen this team have success in the group stage like this. Nine, these players have shown they love their country. They love representing Team USA as the badge. And 10, to prove the world wrong. And I wanted to give you guys some famous athlete comparisons. Or just famous people. Number one, we mentioned Coach Mauricio Pochettino. Everybody's saying he looks like Russell Crowe. That's our American gladiator, the Argentinian gangster. Russell Crowe, Coach Mauricio Pochettino. I love his look on the sidelines. It's been fun to watch. Striker, Fowler, and Balogun. I think he's our Shaq. He's been unstoppable in the box. Balogun in the box, Shaquille O'Neal. Christian Pulisic, Captain America, Tom Brady. Leading us on the pitch, off the pitch. Didn't play last game, still a leader in the locker room. I heard a story he gave a big pep talk to Serginho Dest and Ricardo Pepe, who had a great game. Serginho Dest, unbelievable ball handler. That's our Allen Iverson. Watch Dest go up the right wing. He could take on two, three guys. He did it in the first game, did it again in the second one, swung in a great cross. He was part of the second goal with his shot on target. Dest is our Allen Iverson. He's got he's probably the best dribbler on the team. Weston McKennie. So Weston McKennie's good on offense, and he's good on defense. Is he our Deion Sanders? I don't know if I can come up with a better comparison. Weston McKennie struggles at nothing, it feels like, on the pitch. Good at offense, good on defense, good in the air with aerials. He's amazing. Tyler Adams is our goon, our enforcer. That's our Tom Wilson. You're not getting past Tyler Adams. He's going to take a yellow card for the team. He's already got one. He's awesome with his slide tackles, great at stopping the counterattacks. That's our enforcer there in the midfield. Tim Ream is old. He's matured. He's experienced. He's a winner, has been a winner through every stop he's made in his career. I'm going to say Robert Horry, maybe, like an old veteran winner, Tim Ream. Chris Richards, the best comparison, Miles Garrett. Chris Richards was not available in the game against Germany, the game against Senegal. Right? We gave up a goal in both those games. Chris Richards has been healthy against Paraguay, healthy against Australia. Unbelievable with his passing, but there's no doubt. Our defense is trash without Chris Richards. He's like the Miles Garrett addition to the LA Rams. Huge to have Chris Richards healthy at defense. Alex Freeman, how about comparing him to Super Bowl winner, his dad, Antonio Freeman. Super Bowl record, 81-yard touchdown catch from Brett Favre. Now his son, a goal scorer in the World Cup. How cool is that? Malik Tillman, 24 years old, ton of potential. I'm calling him Jeremiah Love. I'm falling in love with watching Malik Tillman out there. I didn't want him in the starting lineup, to be honest. I wanted Tim Weah. Now, you cannot doubt, Pochettino has hit everything perfectly. Tillman belongs to that lineup. He's our Jeremiah Love. Jedi Robinson, blitzing speed up the flank. One of the fastest guys on the team. He has proven that his speed is world-class. DeSean Jackson is what I'll call Jedi Robinson. Then Matt Freeze, Nothing's getting past Matt Freeze. Prime Bobby Wagner. Matt Freeze in goal for Team USA. That's my comparisons to famous athletes for the U.S. men's national team. I hope you enjoyed that. You could tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. And you could call in 1-800-636-1067. Once again, as of today, Team USA is into the round of 32. Absolutely something you should celebrate. It's not the biggest accomplishment, but there were people that doubted Team USA would get out of this group. I was worried about Paraguay. I'm still worried about Turkey. I mean, it's crazy that they've had like 30 shots on target and no goals, but we don't need to win that game. We don't need to tie. We don't need to play any of our stars. It's so great to have a game like that. It's tough to make a comparison to another sport, right? But it's kind of like getting a bye in baseball, right? It's kind of like that. Like, we're getting a bye. We don't need to play anyone. And yet, we're going to play a game, and Pochettino has to put 11 guys out there, so he's going to be so strategic about which 11 he puts out there. He's not going to play anybody that has had a yellow card, because you don't want to get another one. He's not going to play anyone that's had any kind of nick or injury. He's not going to play any of those guys. He's going to probably play Gio Reyna, Tim Weah, Aronson, all these guys that do have potential, haven't needed them yet, really, even though Reyna had his moment. But I'm telling you guys, when it gets to the round of 32 or the round of 16, we're going to need a super sub. And so that's why this game against Turkey is a great opportunity for guys like Sebastian Berhalter, Joe Scally, Gio Reyna, Haji Wright, right? Maybe Matt Turner gets his shot in goal. Probably should actually start Matt Turner in goal to get his confidence up in case you need him moving forward. You never know what's going to happen. This World Cup, especially more than other World Cups, is a marathon. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's going to be a long time. The goal for this team has changed. The goal is to win the World Cup. So with that goal being changed, you change your entire starting 11 against Turkey. You make sure everybody's fully fit for the round of 32. You play your subs so that you have them. But for Pulisic, like, he can now rest. And that's so great because it's going to be, like, what, five more victories to end up winning it all? It's a long time away, but it's hard to argue that there's been many teams that looked better and played better than USA in this World Cup. And that's unbelievable to say, right? Coming into it, I thought Spain was going to dominate. 0-0 against Cape Verde, and we've scored 6 goals. I'm not saying we're better than Spain. We've had better performances than Spain. We look better in our 2 games than Brazil. France struggled in the first half against Senegal. Teams are struggling in this World Cup. That's why it's been so exciting. Team 1 to Team 48, everybody's playing like they're trying their hardest to represent their country. It's why it's so much fun to watch the world's game, and I just have never seen us have this much success. I'm watching Russell Crowe out there coach up America. It's so much fun to watch, and I don't think we've gotten close to hitting our peak yet. We're building. It's a long tournament. We're getting better every time we get out there. We're getting better every half. We're getting better after every water break, too, because coaching matters so much in this year's World Cup. Some great games today that I did want to mention, of course. Netherlands-Sweden is going to be an interesting game there because Netherlands is one of the, not favorites, but they're certainly a contender. Currently in third place, Sweden won their first game against Tunisia. Netherlands tied Japan. Japan's a strong team. This is a big game for the Netherlands. And also, they're one of the like 3% chance teams that could end up being an opponent for America in the round of 32 if they ended up finishing in third place. But maybe that could be revenge for 4 years ago when we lost to the Dutch in Qatar. You've been listening to AWOD Radio. Thanks to Metal Chris running the ones and twos. Love doing this show here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. I will be back live and local next Saturday from 9 to 12 noon. If you're enjoying the show, you can check me out Monday through Friday on the Odyssey app. Search 910 The Fan to hear me in Richmond from 12 to 3 p.m. Let's go Nats! How about the Washington Nationals? A couple losses in a row, but still above 500. That's the other thing I talked about this week. Metal Chris, I forgot how much fun it can be to have a baseball team that's just above 500. It's so much fun. It changes everything. You feel like you're in the fight. All you got to do is be 500 or better, and it brings out so many more casual fans.
Yeah, what a difference being relevant makes.
Just being relevant. It makes your summer. It makes your summer. I have something to look forward to every single day now. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio. My guy, Mr. Hollywood, Nick Ashew, is coming up next.